Miracles seem to be magic. This is Dr. Herbert L. Byerly, Dean of the University of Healing here in Campo, California, with the Instant Illumination. Miracles seem to be magic. That's very true. We have miracles happening to us all the time. We have wonderful things taking place in our life which we really don't pay too much attention to. We just take them for granted. And because we take them for granted, we do not know they are happening. Yes, when we don't know they're happening, we don't give appreciation for them in our ability to achieve. We don't realize that we are great miracle makers. Now, you say, I suppose you're going to mention some of the common miracles that happen every day in our life that we take for granted and that we don't pay any attention to. Yes, I am. I'm going to mention the fact that we have a body that can breathe air. And we didn't do anything about it except to just move in and enjoy it. It's like buying an automobile. We have the ability to buy a car and get in it and drive around and go anywhere there are roads or there are places that our car can take us. Now, we have a body that can drink water. It doesn't need to have gasoline. It doesn't need to have high octane. It doesn't need all these things. And we say, well, it needs to have food, and it needs to have very, very good food. Well, that is a misnomer too. Stop and think. All over the world, different conditions prevail. And some people live on one type of food, and other people live on another type of food. And the foods are so divergent, they do not follow the pyramid that the federal government gives us as a perfect health diet. They don't even come close to it. In fact, we've read that if we would feed mice less and less, they live longer and longer, sometimes extending their life cycle to 3, 4, 5 times the life of a mouse. Now, imagine if you have a life cycle of 80 years and you extend your life cycle by 3 or 4 times, 4, 8 to 32, so that'd be 320 years. 320 years. What an interesting life cycle that would be. What an interesting period of time we would live to see all of the wonderful things taking place. But now, let's just take that a second further. The mice who were fed on this very limited diet, they called it a starvation diet, they not only lived longer, but they lived healthier. They had fewer diseases, if any. They had fewer problems, and they were a more dynamic, vital, alive being expressing the perfect energy within them. Now, I've contested this a number of times, although I haven't tried it out myself, and so therefore I probably shouldn't even talk about it. But I can imagine that our body, when we train it, could go without food. Now, there are people who have proven this, and there are people who are living on a no-food diet. And some on no water, and I haven't seen anybody yet on no air, but that's a possibility too. Those are broad, fantastic miracles that we would really be amazed to see happen, but we're not too excited about doing it because we don't practice it. Having a limited diet, there's a better word than starvation. Oh, there is a long life diet, I like that. There is a long life diet which lets us live 3 to 4 times our normal lifespan. And that normal life diet is eating a balanced, not balanced so much, but eating less of a normal food diet and being healthier and happier and heartier in every way. Now, those are miracles that are proven in the scientific laboratories. And the scientific laboratories are just the proving ground for getting people's minds organized to the thought that they can do these things too. They say that in the next 20 years and the next 40 years, They'll give you a pill and you won't have cancer. They'll give you a pill and you won't have diabetes. They'll give you a pill and you won't have these things. Well, how can a pill do that when it's a cause that is brought about by something in our mind? Well, maybe the pill reduces some of the mental thought attitudes that go on in us that limit us. Huh, that could be a possibility too. If you read Discovery Magazine, and if you read Scientific American, and if you read Business Week and the other magazines that come out, Fortune Magazine, they come up with some beautiful things. Now, we had a president, Bill Clinton, who was a rather remarkable man. And then he went off on a few tangents, like the movie stars oftentimes do on drugs and other things, and get themselves all tangled up in a web. And then he came back. Like movie stars, too, they come back. And he came back, and today, what's this guy doing, this master being, this Mensa person who has a mentality of a giant? What's he doing? He has taken on the underprivileged countries of the world and taken on their good health and taking on their good diet and taking on, so many things, education and everything. And he's being joined by such people as Bill and Melinda Gates. And he's being joined by other well-known people. And his noble act, his noble way of doing something is going to probably make him more famous than having been president. But he's not after the fame, from what it appears. He is after serving humanity, bringing forth a miracle, bringing forth the wonderful miracles. And it seems to be magic, but it is just a matter of working on concepts and ideas to help the world. Oh, miracles and magic take place all the time in our life. They're taking place around us if we would just open our eyes, open our ears, open our heart, and we would see it and know it and believe it. And, of course, what really is the most important thing is the miracle that seemed to be magic happening in your life. What is happening in your life? Now, I've been walking the morning path 3 miles, 3-4 times a day. And as I walk the path the first time in the morning, I take a 2-pound weight in each hand. And I take that weight and I push it up and down and push it out and push it around. And my biceps, which used to be just little puffy little nothings, are now, after a couple of weeks, building out into, not necessarily big biceps, but they're, when I touch them, they're there. There's a little strong, solid piece of muscle there. And if I persist in doing this, that little solid piece of muscle will continue to expand and continue to be more useful to me and more wonderful. Now, if I were to use bigger weights, and I spend about an hour doing these things once with the 2-pound weights, and it's adequate for me. I come back with my affirmations and singing and happy and walking in the morning, light in the morning, sun oftentimes. Now the sun's not getting up so early anymore, but I'm enjoying this. Now, that's a miracle too, but that's a normal miracle. No, you see, there's something missing in a normal miracle. If I did not use those weights, I would not have that experience. Now, truly, if I were to just mentally see my body being ideal right now, and if I would have the confidence that it were so, it would be so right now without lifting those 2-pound weights, without walking the 3-mile path for 3 or 4 times a day around campus here, without doing all of the outer physical things. But I love doing the outer physical things. I love getting out for my walk. I love it when the air of the morning kisses me and says, "Good morning, Herb, you're wonderful." I love it when the sun gently pops over the top of the mountain as I'm walking the morning path, and it says, "Hi, Herb, nice to see you." He says, "The sun talks to me." You say, "That's a miracle." Yes, it's sort of a miracle, isn't it? But it talks to everybody who will open up their heart and listen. The sun is always talking to us. And the sun says, I will bless your body and I will encourage your body. As I told you one time, we had some redheads come up to campus one time, and these kids could not go in the sun because they would burn so easily. And I told them, up here on top of the mountain, the sun doesn't burn. The sun just blesses our body and makes us feel wonderful. And so they went running around like a bunch of naked jaybirds, playing in their swimming pool, playing outside, not wanting to come in, just coming in to eat their meals or do their duty, and then out to have fun again. And after weeks of doing this, after months of doing this, in fact, they did not burn. They just turned into rosy tans that were so beautiful and so lovely. Yes, miracles are happening all the time. Miracles are taking place, and they seem to be magic. But there is a cause for those miracles, and that cause is our thought. That cause is whatever expectation we have for life. And when we expect life to be a glorious, dynamic expression, it is just that. And a miracle could be when we expect life to be an unhappy situation, it is that. When we, as I was saying at the supper table last night, I said, you know, science is doing so many things, coming up with so many new conditions in life, and they have so many diseases in life they can't figure out, and so they call them cancer. In the old days, they called them gout, and in days before that, they called them something else. But you see, always there was a generic name for a lot of different things, and that's magic. It's magic that they could come up with a name. But then, as soon as they take it out of that generic puddle, and they let it evaporate, away it goes. And it is no more for people who will not allow it to be in the puddle around them. Evaporate all the puddles around you that have limitation in them, and let the miracles be the magic that they are, and flood forth into your life and into your experience in such a beautiful, glorious way that nothing is impossible. Everything works out gloriously, wonderfully, perfectly for you because you have put the cause in motion. And today is the day for doing it. Today is the day for enjoying it. Today is the day when you put the cause in motion for the most wonderful experience of your life, being you and having fun. Join me in this wonderful exercise of joy and love and happiness. And as you do, just know that I love you. I love you. I love you.